Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers, sisters, and siblings in Christ, today we are coming towards the close of our Lenten journey. And just now, as we've already taken the first steps of this Holy Week, singing our hosannas and waving palms, we enter in to the story of Jesus's last days. This week, we celebrate those central events to our faith, the events where God has acted for us and for all of creation through his Son, Jesus Christ. Today, we are invited to walk closely with Jesus through the last days before his death, to journey with the disciples and with Jesus, to walk closely this week together, to journey from the palm fronds and the shouts of Hosanna that we sing this morning, to go to the close places, the dinners with friends and with followers of Jesus, to go to the upper room where Jesus celebrated the Passover with his friends, with the washing of feet, the giving of a new commandment, and a feast redefined. We're invited to join in and keep watch in the garden, to bear witness to the arrest of Jesus, to follow through to the crucifixion, and to see and bear witness to the death of Jesus. To wait and to watch on Holy Saturday. And with the first light of Easter, to bear witness to the events of the resurrection. So I invite you, and I think it is an invitation for all of us, to keep this week holy, to keep this week set apart, because in this week we encounter the very events of God's action where God brings about our salvation. And that's why this week starts with our cries of Hosanna. Our cry of Hosanna is, "Save us now. O God, save us." And in the cry, we anticipate and remember what God is about to do this week in Jesus' death and resurrection. So today, I invite you, join fully in this journey. Walk closely this week with Jesus and the disciples. Don't skip over the stories. It doesn't make sense if we don't take all of the parts in. Don't just skip from this Sunday to the Sunday of Easter. We need to journey through each part of this week. So set aside the time as you're able. Clear space in your life for these events and these mysteries. Make this week holy, set apart. And I invite you to bring your full self to these events and to our worship. Your whole body, your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole being. Open yourself up to the practices, to the scripture, to the words, to the sacraments, to everything that we practice this week. And in this week, hear the story of how God has acted to enact our salvation. Encounter the story of your salvation, whether this is your first time going through a Holy Week or whether it's the 100th time you've been through Holy Week. Encounter God's action anew. Because in this week, God has acted to save you. Find the time to reflect on how you have been following Jesus this past year or in your life, and find ways to draw more closely alongside him this week, so that it might change your life going forward. Take time and examine your heart, your actions, your ways, and find ways to return to God and how he calls you to live, how he calls you to life. If it's part of your practice, come to confession. Priests are available before our services Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Come and confess, turn your heart, and hear God's words of forgiveness spoken for you. And if it isn't your practice and you're curious, think about engaging it this week. And if it's not your practice to practice that with a priest, take it to God and trust that he's got words of forgiveness for you as well. Join in to worship this week. We have services every single day leading up to Easter. Take a look in the announcements and get yourself into the services so that you can encounter the story. Find space to meditate. Find space to pray, reflect. Allow yourself permission to pay attention to your feelings, your body, your mind, and see where God is leading you to encounter God's love for you this week. If you're coming in person, come. Come prepared to engage deeply with your whole self. Explore the silences, meditate on scripture, the prayers, the events that God is working out. Experience the practices, the sacraments with your whole being. This is a week full of everything that we do to engage our whole selves in the story of God's salvation. And for those of you at home on Zoom, I invite you as well to find ways to mark this week in particular. Don't just be a passive observer this week. Don't just set up your laptop at the last minute and jump into worship. Think ahead. It might take a little bit more intentionality, but give yourself the space and the permission to practice worship with your whole being as well. Prepare the space where you worship. Make it special, make it holy. Set apart that space. Use a tablecloth, use candles. Do the things that will make this week holy. Prepare ahead. Look in the bulletins to see what we're doing in the church this week so that you can actually engage those practices as you're able at home. Light candles during the services. Extinguish them throughout the service of darkness. Wash your feet or a neighbor's feet or a member of your household's feet. Strip down your worship space as the altar is stripped down in the church. Join the vigil in darkness and slowly bring on the lights, gradually lighting candles and illuminating your home. Take time to light a candle and celebrate the light of Christ on Easter. Go full out in decorating, in celebrating Easter at home, and take the time to make your experience of this Holy Week holy. Set apart in your home, in your life, so that you can engage more fully in worship and journey throughout this week. Because my hope for all of us is that we're going to encounter God, because God longs to meet us in our worship, in our prayer, and in our practices. So however you are able to be with us this week, my hope is that you're going to bring your whole self, because we're invited to encounter the story of God's action. God's action in the words that are spoken, in the words that are preached, in what we pray, in what we sing and chant, in everything that we do, sacramental and ritual, here in this building and in our homes. And in marking the central story of our faith, may we encounter the God who longs for us to know his love, his saving work in our lives. So make it holy. Set it apart. Don't miss this week. Don't skip over the story. Don't just jump to the end, because this whole week tells us what God has done and invites us to life. And we get to meet with God as we journey with Jesus this week ahead. So make that space. Engage the practices. Bring your whole self to join in the story. Walk closely with Jesus this week. And in that, may you meet the one who made you, who loves you, and who has saved you. Amen.